I look at yeast as being kind of the conductor of an orchestra. All the ingredients are the various instruments that would go into making the different beers. And I look at the yeast as conducting all those ingredients to come up with the final beer flavor. It takes a very special type of yeast to make several of the different beers that we brew here, as well as very unique strains make very unique flavors. For instance, a Belgian-style yeast makes a beer that has the flavors of green bananas and clove. And so that the beer doesn't have green bananas or clove in it, it's just the flavors from the yeast.
So how does the yeast affect the beer's taste?
Sure. For instance, if you were making like a Berliner Weiss, which is a very acidic beer, you'd not only use yeast, you might use other microflora. And so that the beer becomes very acidic, very tart. If you were drinking, let's say, an Oktoberfest beer, you would want a yeast that has kind of a mid-palate residence. You wouldn't want it yeast forward because an Oktoberfest is very malt forward. So again, it's that orchestrated piece that the yeast brings in where it takes the ingredients and it makes that final flavor that the consumer is going to have in the pint in front of them.
Are there different kinds of yeasts, or is it just that they're handled differently?
There are lots of different strains of yeast, and the brewer has lots of tools in his package to modify the flavor based on the yeast strain. It's not only the ingredients, but it's the temperature, the fermentation. A too fast, too hot fermentation, the yeast will stall out or create off flavors. Also, too, if it's too fast, too furious, you'll lose a lot of the nice volatiles. So you kind of, at times, want a very harmonious fermentation. You want to start off and the temperature raise ever so slightly. So you want to start warm, get the yeast reproducing, and then once the yeast are reproduced to a level that they can actively ferment, they go from an aerobic environment to an anaerobic. So you definitely want to coddle your yeast to start and then watch them through their fermentation profile.
Do you think that most beer drinkers know the importance of the yeast, or do they just want a beer that tastes good?
I would say typically you don't start thinking about the yeast impact when you're drinking that beer, especially if you're out mowing the lawn. You want that light lager refreshment. However, if you had the wrong yeast or something did go wrong in the fermentation, you wouldn't have those nice light flavors. If you're drinking a Belgian beer, a Trappist beer, you'd want some really forward flavors that only the yeast could provide. So you might want to start to think about the yeast, and it might become top of mind. I think the typical consumer doesn't really think about the yeast, but if it goes wrong, then they definitely will know that it was a yeast problem. So good question. Kind of depends on the consumer who's drinking the beer. If it's a home brewer, they're definitely going to be all over what strain of yeast you were using and what your fermentation profile was. If you're drinking amongst your other brewers, often they like to know what yeast you use. And sometimes you just don't discuss what your proprietary strain is because it's a strain that you've worked with to develop in-house, and it's kind of your magic, you know, your own personal conductor.